It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services launched an online self-service system and sought public feedback as part of their effort to reduce delays in approving credential license applications. So how is the department catching up with the backlog? Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Harreth is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. Dan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Shereen, thank you for having me.
Well, like nearly all government offices, your department was shut down by the pandemic, and as a result, a backlog of applications seeking licenses deepens. What is the current backlog like now, today, at your department?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. I want to highlight that the pandemic actually didn't shut us down. We were quite successful in moving most of our services to online modalities, and actually are quite proud of the work that we did, particularly in the construction space. We took a number of calls early in the pandemic, you know, asking, are we going to shut down inspections and review of plans and things like that? And we actually didn't. We came up with new video inspection protocols for the pandemic, and we immediately shifted to online plan review services, which, while certainly a bit of a shift for some folks on the technology side, I actually took calls in the subsequent years from contractors talking about the money they had saved by making the switch themselves, even if they were hesitant at first. In terms of our department moving forward, you pointed out that we have moved to an online platform. It's kind of an interesting conversation in that, government often isn't on the leading edge of technology, and that's just fine. Certainly, we want to be working with proven technology. But we were sort of slow to the game in terms of moving to an online platform. Many of our applications, even up until this last summer here, were still in paper form. We just went live with the business portion of our licensed professions and plan to add our trades to the system by the end of the year.
So the new web platform really changed the application process for you then?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a monumental shift, both internally, but as well as externally. I think we had lots of different customers who had grown accustomed to utilizing our paper forms, and I think in particular one of the interesting things we learned is just how hard our partners in the educational systems and in the private sector work to assist their prospective employees with moving through these processes, many of them for the first time. And so they always say with change management, you shouldn't underestimate that. And I think we found that to be absolutely true. We've spent the better part of the last year engaging heavily with our partners in the private sector, as well as in the colleges and universities. We've held dozens of roundtables seeking feedback and making substantial changes to the system and improvements to the system based on that feedback. And one of the really gratifying things for me is just to see the improvements, not just in our productivity, but also in our ability to provide customer service to the citizens of Wisconsin.
We're talking about professional licensing with Dan Harreth, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. So what was the backlog at its worst, and what is it like now?
Well, so I think one of the things that was frustrating, not just for our applicants, but for us as a department, is the ability to move through documentation as it arrived at our door. When I started with the agency, almost all of our applications were primarily paper. So that involved taking those paper applications and then entering them into a database and then moving through the process from there. That means we had dozens of different ways people were sending us information, whether it was mail, fax, email. One interesting story, not on the licensing side, but on the plan review side of our work, was I actually heard about a plan that was submitted on a napkin. And so generating that consistency is certainly key to ensuring that our processes are moving more effective and more efficiently. So to give you some idea of the improvement, when I started with the agency back at the beginning of 2019, it would take 6 to 8 weeks to process new information coming into the agency. And today, as we sit here, as of last Friday, we're under a week. So that sort of substantial change in our ability to move through the information coming to the department is certainly key to ensuring that our applicants can move through the process as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
I want to ask you a little bit about the budget. The Governor Tony Evers' budget included 80 new full-time positions for your department. The Republican-controlled Joint Budget Committee approved fewer than 18. Is your department able to meet the demands for licensing without more staff?
Yeah, I think, you know, people like to talk about solutions sort of in silos, and the way I see the work that we do is that not that everything that we do has an impact on the folks that we serve and the safety of the citizens of Wisconsin. So we talked a little bit about the technology. We're talking a little bit now about the people. We talked a little bit about communications. Each one of those things has an impact on the ability of our agency to help applicants move through the process. You know, the governor, through the governor's leadership, we received ARPA funding to add dozens of additional staff to help license people more quickly, and we're doing just that. I will say that the staff approved in the budget were certainly temporary staff by and large, and we're working here at the department to build not just a licensing system or a licensing process that is better than we've ever been. We're looking to build the best process in the nation. And how we do that is not just with technology, but it's about people connecting with people and providing the assistance and services that they need. You know, when I look at the information that's available to me, I can see that over 75% of applicants are moving through the process at warp speed. I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan. I happen to be one. I won't get into the Star Wars versus Star Trek here on the call.
I do love Star Trek.
But we have to figure out how we take that last 25%. And bring them up to where that the 75% of folks are. And oftentimes it's because they have unique circumstances, unique applications, or just have more questions. And being able to provide services to those folks is critical, not just to the work that we do, but it's critical to the state of Wisconsin. You may have heard the term war for workers. That's something that I know a lot of people are saying these days. And it's absolutely true. Wisconsin needs to recruit and retain every qualified professional that we can, and at least for licensed professions, it starts by building processes and serving our applicants in the best way possible. You know, I do want to back up for a second and just talk a little bit about why I'm so passionate about our ability to serve applicants and where we need to take this agency. It may be a small difference for some people, but it's a large difference in my mind. And it's the fact that our agency is funded completely by fee revenue. We don't take a dime of tax dollars here in the state of Wisconsin. And so at the end of the day, we're not talking about making choices between our department and other priorities. We're not talking about raising taxes. What we're talking about is taking the fee revenue we already collect and reinvesting it in the people we're supposed to serve.
Dan, I'll circle back to that in a minute, but we were talking about process, and I guess I'm curious how the department ensures that an applicant has legitimately met licensing requirements. What's the process?
Yeah. So, you know, I think I could talk all day about process, but the one of the key features of licensing, and it's something we're looking to make adjustments to, is that licensing is iterative. That means there, depending on your profession, there could be two requirements or there could be dozens of requirements. And it's our job as an agency to ensure that we receive information and documentation that is accurate and that reflects that those requirements have been met. You know, I'll just point out that there is currently a national investigation into nursing transcript fraud. And so I do want to stop and think about that for just a second and think about how critical, you know, it is to have actual nurses on the floor mm-hmm. of hospitals and making sure that folks aren't slipping through the cracks and potentially causing harm to patients here in the state of Wisconsin. And so we review information from primary sources. We look at documentation to ensure it meets the criteria set forth in law for that person to be licensed here in the state. Then ultimately we license them. Now, does that mean we can't make improvements or shift processes? Absolutely not. And I think I'm really excited about that work because one of the things I did my first week on the job as secretary was meet with our nursing board chair. And we changed a requirement to allow the department to authorize our nursing applicants to test as soon as they graduated. And shift the review of that graduation to later in the process. Mm-hmm. That allowed us to take those 2 to 4 weeks that those students typically spend studying and taking their national exam to review other information for that application, thereby taking a process from being largely iterative to being more concurrent. That's the sort of work we can do to improve processes without sacrificing the safety of the citizens of Wisconsin. And, you know, I'm so excited that that's bearing out in such a large way. In fact, I was talking to somebody the other day who had a student, a nursing student, who actually received her license, her nursing license, before she had actually received her national test scores from the testing institution. So, before the student received their scores, we received those scores and we received the rest of the documentation to issue that license and did so. That's the sort of progress that we're making for the citizens of Wisconsin and we're going to continue working on.
Dan Harreth is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. He'll stay with us for the rest of the hour. You can call in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We're talking about challenges in Wisconsin's professional license process. Have you experienced a delay yourself? Call in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Harreth is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. He stays with us. Dan, the department has a surplus of $47 million. We were talking about how your office is funding a few minutes ago. It's my understanding you're unable to use that surplus to expand staff and services without approval from the Senate. How does that work? And how do you think the surplus should be used?
Yeah, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, you know, my vision for serving the citizens of Wisconsin is to be able to reinvest every dime that our license holders pay for their services back into these processes. You know, I had talked a little bit about the fact that we are not funded for by fees from the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. Our department does not take a single dime of Wisconsin tax revenue. And so really, as a fee-for-service agency, taking that money and investing it in our processes is almost an imperative based on the structure of how we're funded. At the end of the day, we are one of the lowest licensing fee states in the nation. I think we certainly have, I believe, the third lowest fees for docs and many of our other professions, although I think some states are structured a bit differently. But, despite being the third lowest in terms of fees in the nation, we also have the revenue to support the investments that we're asking to make in our budget. And, I think, based on what we've talked about, investing in the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, investing in our license applicants and investing in keeping people safe is really critical to not just the well-being of our state from a safety perspective, but the economic well-being of our state moving forward. We talked about being in a war for workers, and if we're not doing everything that we can do to recruit and retain that talent, other states are going to be investing. And so that's why I think you saw that throughout the governor's budget is the need to invest in our state and in our services. And, those are arguments we're going to continue to make because we think it's critical to the future of the state.
Dan, the state assembly passed several bills that would require your department to track and report how quickly applications are processed and calls are answered. How do you view the legislature's proposed new reporting requirements?
Yeah, I think we're in a place where we're making a lot of progress in a lot of different areas. And like I mentioned earlier, we are every month over the last 3 or 4 months here, we've seen record numbers of licenses issued in the history of our agency. We're very proud of that work. And ultimately, we look forward to sharing that news in ways that make sense for the folks that we serve. Me providing information on averages or medians or different things doesn't necessarily help a license applicant, decide how to move through the process. I mentioned a statistic earlier that I felt was really demonstrative of the progress that the agency is making, and where we had gone from taking 4 to 6 weeks to process documentation to now being under a week. And I think that's the sort of information that it really benefits our license holders. They can look at that and say, okay, when I submit a piece of documentation, here's how long I should expect this to take before I hear from the agency about my next steps.
We're talking about professional licensing with Dan Harreth, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. Dan, I'm curious about, you're talking about wait times down to a week. Does that vary depending on the type of license that you're getting, the profession that you're in?
Well, I think we have a goal of getting to less than a week for all professions. Our average is currently less than a week, and I think over 90% of our professions are less than 10 days. And I'm talking in terms of calendar days, not in terms of business days. But that being said, I think you aptly point out that licenses vary in complexity. I mentioned earlier, some have two requirements and some have dozens of requirements. Particularly when I think about our mental behavioral health licenses and our physician's licenses, I think those are aptly complex. Those are complex fields that require a lot of knowledge and expertise to execute at a high level. We continue to work to make improvements. As I said, we're evaluating how to take processes from being iterative to being more concurrent. We're also continuing to lean into technology. I think one of the messages that I heard loud and clear from our legislative partners a couple weeks ago was that they believe in the ability of technology to provide benefits to the citizens of Wisconsin. And so, I'm right there with them. I agree with the premise that we need to continue to bring on new systems and new technologies in order to provide assistance in a modern age. So we're looking at things like electronic supervised hours reporting. That's, you know, that's an area of our mental behavioral health professions that often creates extra time in the process. I mean, not just because it takes often up to two or 3,000 hours of required supervised training time, that adds time, but also the complexity of reporting that and documenting that via paper. And so moving that fully into an electronic process complete with supervisor verifications is one thing that we're working on to kind of take us to that next level.
And just briefly, Dan, you know, as you lean into technology, do you see artificial intelligence as the answer to some of these issues, you know, leaning on artificial intelligence to improve your operations?
You know, every tool is just that. It's something to be utilized to the benefit of people. And at the heart of all processes and behind every tool is a person. And so I think it's, you know, while artificial intelligence certainly holds a lot of promise, particularly when I look at things like improving customer service, I also think that at the end of the day, when I talk about or when I look at trying to serve that 25% I mentioned earlier, that 25% that need that additional assistance, sometimes you just need to be able to talk to a person. You know, that's sure. Why we were so adamant about the need for additional people in our budget. Mm-hmm. And it's why I'm going to continue to advocate for resources, not just to lean into technology, but also to provide that level of individualized customer service.
Dan, thank you so much for being here and sharing this with us today.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time this morning.
Dan Harreth is the Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. I'm Shereen Seward. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Thank you.